Welcome to the Compass Church podcast. We hope that you enjoy this message from Michael Salisbury.
Who was here last week? Lovely. So Phil preached an absolute cracker of a message last week. And it was one of those ones where I think there was a little something in there for everyone. And in the discussions I've had this week, it's like Phil preached 20 different messages. And I'm not saying he was a rebel. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that in the conversations I've had, people have taken away different things out of that message. They've been challenged by it. They've been encouraged by it. It has shaped the way they've been praying and thinking and connecting and engaging with God and their faith and stuff this week. And I know for me, there was one particular thing that I got a little bit stuck on. And so in the entire message, if you ask me what that message was about, there was one scripture. And I don't really know what else he talked about. I haven't gone back and listened to it yet. But God certainly spoke to me about this one scripture and it grabbed me. And I got a little stuck on that and got lost for a while there. I probably haven't emerged from that rabbit warren yet this week. I've been stuck in there somewhere. And so I thought today I'd like to explore that and unpack that with you a little bit before we do go into a time of worship. I would like to think, I'm a relatively private person in that I don't do a lot of sharing. One of the reasons I don't have social media is because I really don't want everyone to know what I'm doing all the time. And I'm not that interested in what everyone else is doing. But every now and again, it comes back and it bites me on the butt where I will go somewhere and someone, allegedly my mate, will put a photo of me on Facebook or Instagram or something, and then I rock up somewhere the next day and I have a conversation with someone about the thing that I'd been at that I hadn't even told them I was at. So this happened this week. I went to see Midnight Oil with Phil and I got a few texts from people going, "Hey, good to see you're on Facebook again," which was very annoying. But I thought I'd share with you a little bit of what God had been speaking to me and the journey that I've been on a little bit this week. And sometimes something just really sticks with you, right? When you hear something, whether it's a scripture, whether that's something that someone says as they're sharing out of the word, and it really just sticks with you and you can't get over it and you can't get around it and you can't get through it. It's like you're going on a bear hunt. No one with kids. All right, good. This week amongst everything, I've really taken some time to sit and think and pray through this scripture. And sometimes it takes me a little while to figure it out. I haven't quite figured out it in its entirety yet. But the scripture was Galatians 3:3. And Phil just mentioned this scripture and it says, "Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?" So let's pray. Lord, I just pray as we spend a few minutes just exploring and unpacking this scripture, Lord, I pray that you would continue the work that you have already started. That, Lord, as we explored living a Spirit-filled life last week and we created some space for you and we're going to do that again today, Lord God, and as we've been praying and thinking and talking this through as a community this week, Lord God, I pray that today as we just sit and ponder on this, that you would speak to us as an individual, you would speak to us as a community of believers, Lord God. Reveal your scriptures to us, Holy Spirit. Illuminate them, give us insight, give us revelation, Lord God. As Psalm 139 says, Lord God, search and test our hearts, Lord God. Reveal our very self to ourself, Lord God. So we just commit this time to you. We thank you for your word, that it is real, that it is living, it is alive, Lord God. There is great power in it. And we claim that now in your name. Amen. So Galatians 3:3 says, "Are you so foolish after beginning by means of the Spirit? Are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?" And I know for us as a board, we talked about this and we meditated upon this when we met this week in terms of our building project, that this is something that we started off as a journey of faith. And the challenges that present itself, the good, the bad, the blessings, the things that were unexpected, that we were able to pray through that and go, we've got to make sure that we keep making decisions that are faith-based decisions. The Message version of this scripture says, "Let me put this question to you. How did your new life begin? Was it by working your heads off to please God? Or was it responding to God's message to you? Are you going to continue this craziness? For only crazy people would think that they could complete by their own efforts what was begun by God." If you weren't smart enough or strong enough to begin it, how do you suppose that you could perfect it? Did you go through this whole painful learning process for nothing? It is not yet a total loss, but it will be if you keep this up. I think my favourite version is God's Words translation. I'm not sure exactly what Bible that is, but it says, God's Word. It says, are you that stupid? Did you begin in a spiritual way only to end up doing things in a human way? And for me this week, from when I Phil read out that scripture and just mentioned it briefly, it really has struck me how much of my life is spirit-led. And I've been thinking and pondering and praying through the fact that obviously I came to a point of making a decision for Christ, which I did when I was like 13, and I could go through that journey of how I got there and how God moved on my heart and the shift and the changes that happened at that time of great significance in my life that undeniably were God. Am I now trying to complete the work that God started just by my own hard works? Because we know we weren't saved by works. There's nothing we can do to earn it. It doesn't matter how hard we try. It doesn't matter how many good deeds we do. I'm eternally grateful that God doesn't keep score. That we started off with the Spirit and we need to continue that. That God calls us to live our life in connection with the Holy Spirit, to be Spirit-led. We're founded in the Word. We hold the Word strong and that is our foundation, but we're Spirit-led in the things that we do. Everywhere we go, in our relationships with our family, when we go into our workplace, the things we do for ministry, socially, God will call us to be Spirit-led. And there's a real danger that as followers of Christ, we sometimes get stuck in just doing good works for God. And we miss out on what God has for us because we're not inviting and engaging and walking with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. And so this week, I've been really reminded of the importance of living a Spirit-led life. I've been going through that process of saying to God and asking God to search my heart, which is a terribly dangerous thing to do because he starts to reveal things to you, right? You think you're going pretty good. You give yourself a little bit of third-person self-congratulator. You go, you're going all right, Salisbury, this is going pretty well. And then you say, hey, God, search my heart. Reveal these things to me. And he starts to just pick away and reveal little things, make little adjustments. He starts to, I don't know how he works. I wouldn't even try to imagine that, whether that he allows situations or creates situations. Think, when I pray that prayer, hey God, search my heart, it's like I suddenly find myself in all these situations that reveal things of my heart to me. Whether it's find myself in testing situations or in conversations, whatever it is, certainly God is at work. That in the midst of all we do, I want to be constantly reminded. And I don't ever want to forget that I don't earn my connection with God, my relationship with God. It comes through solely through his grace and favor and what Jesus did on the cross. One commentary says this in relation to Galatians 3:3. This scripture lays out one of the fundamental differences between the principle of law and the principle of grace. Under law, we would be blessed and grow spiritually by earning and deserving. Under grace, we are blessed and we grow spiritually by believing and receiving. God deals with you under the covenant of grace. Let us not respond by the principle of law. And I'm so grateful that God doesn't keep score, that he doesn't give us what we deserve. Like, have you thought that bit through? If God had a tally for us, a bit of a running score sheet that he'd put a tick and a cross, and then at the end of the day, he'd weigh it up and see where we're at. And then depending on where we're at, then we get what we deserve. Like, how great. So it's not good, right? Oh, I don't know about your life, but I mean, I try pretty hard. I'd like to think that generally I do a good job, but if I really search my heart and I really think about the scriptures and I think about the fact that Jesus says, hey, it's not just enough that you don't commit murder. If you even think an angry thought about someone. Like this is challenging stuff. And God is so good to us that he doesn't give us what he deserves. That he doesn't bless us with what we deserve. He blesses us with what he has for us, despite of us, because of his grace and his favor. that I can't grow spiritually just through working harder. I can increase my knowledge by reading. I can do some study. I can talk to Mulyadi. He's a lot smarter than I am. What does this scripture mean, mate? And then I can come and use it on Sunday. It works really well. But I don't grow spiritually through my works. I grow spiritually through, I do my bit and then God responds. And God does his bit and then there is great growth within me spiritually. Can't earn stuff from God. I think most of us have an understanding that we don't earn our salvation, that it's a gift from God. But lots of us potentially end up living our life trying to earn our spiritual growth and earn the rest of the journey, that we tend to get a little works focused. And it's good because we need to serve God. We need to do things. We need to be obedient. As a church, we couldn't function if people didn't serve. And it's good. And God blesses that and he's grateful for it and he uses us. But we can't earn God's favor. We can't earn God's blessing. Every good thing comes from God. And every good thing that we do is because God enables us to do it. Every blessing God gives is solely because he is the one who blesses, not because we deserve it or earn it or demand it. Another commentary says, this works versus faith-based deception was cultivated by Satan to set our Christian lives off track. If he can't stop us from getting saved by faith, then he will attempt to hinder our blessing and growth and maturity of faith by making us believe it's works-based. So we can't earn favor with God. We can't decide how God's going to distribute his blessings. But I've been really challenged this week to allow God to search my heart and to simply say, hey, God, I want to make sure that as I move forward and as I go out throughout my day, that it's faith-based. That God, when you say at the start, I began by the means of the Spirit, I want to continue by the means of the Spirit in all that I do. And so I'm going to invite the music team to come back up. And I'm simply going to pray a prayer that over this next little few minutes as we have some time in worship and as we focus on God, that we would allow God to search our hearts. That keeping that scripture in mind, after beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? That we would allow God to search our hearts. You would be open to God revealing things to you, to molding, to changing, to adjusting, whatever it is that he needs to do. That we would leave this place excited, challenged, encouraged. That our lives should be Spirit-led. The fact that if we choose not to engage in this, it's not like you're wrong. You're just missing out. We're not called to live our life as a follower of Christ on our own, powered by ourselves. We're called to live in connection with the Holy Spirit and allow him to be at work in us and through us. Let's pray. Lord, I've been humbled, Lord God, this week, as you've reminded me of your grace. Lord God, of your undeserved favor, blessing, the very gift of salvation. Lord God, as you've highlighted and challenged, on different things and different areas and attitudes, and Lord God, as you encourage me, Lord God, as Psalm 139 says, search my heart, Lord, know my heart. I just pray as we just spend some time, Lord God, focused on you and engaged with you, that Lord God, we would truly be able to pray that prayer. Search me, O Lord. show me my heart. That Holy Spirit, you would have great freedom in this place. Holy Spirit, that you are already at work. Desire to empower and encourage. Lord God, we just give you freedom in this place right now. Search our hearts. We desire to grow, experience more, develop, mature, Lord God.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.